We praise you as we gather here this morning to honor His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. We thank you for the increase in understanding and appreciation among men and women of great religious traditions, which has made possible such a gathering as this. Forgive us for our past failures to open ourselves to your love and to extend love to others. Help us to find silence in the midst of our busy technological world so we can listen and respond to your word, look inward, and find enlightenment. Renew our faithfulness to our own traditions while we strive to purify our hearts and reach communion with you, a communion which embraces all of creation, all of reality. While we know that this search is never ended, let us, through your infinite mercy and as a sign of your favor, experience peace in our hearts and peace in our world. Let there be an end to persecution and to poverty, thus freeing men and women to pursue their efforts to become one with you. Amen.
Welcome to Carroll College. I am Robert Kramer, and as Carroll's president, it is therefore my pleasure to greet you on behalf of the entire college community. Carroll, as many or perhaps most of you know, was founded in 1846 and is Wisconsin's oldest institution of higher education. And even with our long and distinguished history, I believe that it is safe to say that today's activities constitutes one of the highest points in our entire history. For it is a unique privilege for us to host His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama during the first ever visit of a Dalai Lama to the United States. We are pleased to have so many representatives of religious groups and faiths, and so many representatives from church-related colleges and universities with us in the audience. And many of these are identified in your program listing. You will note that we have tried to give today's proceedings a definite ecumenical flavor. You have already heard the invocation offered by Sister Alice O'Rourke, the president of Edgewood College, and the Rabbi Bernard Reichman, president of the Wisconsin Council of Rabbis, will deliver the benediction. I would now like to ask Carroll's vice president and provost to come to the podium and introduce the presenter of the candidate for an honorary degree, Dr. Morris N. Spencer.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to present to you and this audience today the man who will present the candidate for the honorary degree, Pershing E. McAllister, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of this college. Mr. McAllister.
Mr. President, it's a distinct privilege and a high honor for me to present to you this candidate for a degree at this convocation. His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, appears in the United States of America, at this time representing the people of Tibet as their spiritual and temporal ruler. The purpose of his visit is to exchange ideas on religious, scientific, and social topics. That purpose is being accomplished further today by his presence here in our midst. From his early youth, when he was recognized as the reincarnation of his predecessor, his life has been dedicated to the Buddhist faith and to his people in Tibet. By the age of 25, he had achieved the doctorate in Buddhist philosophy. When he was only 15, he assumed full political power and was successful in preventing complete Chinese domination of Tibet until 1959. His life in exile in neighboring India for the past 20 years has been consumed with concern about the lives of those he had to leave behind. To this end, his personal appeals have resulted in three separate resolutions adopted by the General Assembly of the United Nations, one in 1959, in 1961, and one in 1965. During his forced sojourn in India, he has established separate Tibetan schools for the young, settlements for refugee adults, and other cultural, educational, and religious institutions which have contributed significantly to the preservation of the Tibetan identity and its rich heritage. He has spoken strongly and often for better understanding and mutual respect among the different faiths of the world. In the past, he has met with religious leaders in India, Japan, Thailand, and in Europe, and is meeting on this trip with religious leaders in the United States and Canada. He has published four volumes relating to his wife, his life, his people, and his religion. Therefore, sir, I present to you this distinguished theologian, humanitarian, philosopher, teacher, author, and world leader, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, Tenzin Gyatso, for the degree of Doctor of Divinity, honoris causa.
Your Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, Tenzin Gyatso, theologian, humanitarian, philosopher, teacher, author, and world leader, upon the recommendation of the trustees and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Carroll College, I now confer upon you the degree Doctor of Divinity, with all of the rights and privileges thereto appertaining. As symbols of achievement and honor, I award you this diploma and vest you with this hood. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking to the title, Religious Unity, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, Dr. Tenzin Gyatso.
Dr. McAllister, Dr. Kramer, and friends.
In third day,
During this 2 weeks of experience of touring this country, I've had a very pleasant experience and I'm enjoying the trip.
Now today, here also I'm very, I enjoy very much. I'm very happy. and I must I must thank to you Sutra to invite me here, and also to give me the, what do you call it?
Degree.
Degree. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, and also on the last 2 weeks, generally I mixed with people very informal way, which I like it. It is much easier to contact each other. Now here, bit more solemn way.
Informal. Formal.
It also, there's some significance, formality. So I enjoy it. Very good. Now,
I apologize if I'm being too informal, and I hope you will understand.
Now here, world, in general, due to, you see, good communication or in certain other factors, the world becoming smaller and smaller. With that development, our relation, Eastern or Western or continent to continent, in economy field or in culture field, in religious faith, in many fields, we are come closer. Day goes, it closer and closer, becomes closer. It is, I think, very nice, very good. Now, faith or religion, different religion, they basically, they more or less same aim. The main purpose of all religion is that we human being better human being.
To become better.
You see, in human nature, mainly in our thought, good qualities, good thoughts, like compassion, sense of brotherhood, respect other, honest, these things are good sight in thought. Now other sight, anger, jealousy, hatred, pride, you see, these strong attachment, these are the other side, the bad side, bad thought. Now, you see, now obviously we can understand, we can realize, if you
you
see, the other side, the good side, with these good thought, nice word will come, nice action. Another word, action which either yourself or for others, you see, in both case, action which help either in yourself or others. You see, good action. Or another word, for example, the good motivation, good thought, with these thought, we can create a friendly atmosphere, real harmony atmosphere, real peace atmosphere, create it with this thought. Now the other side, I usually call bad thought, bad thoughts. With these thoughts, through action or through speech, harsh word or very bad word, and physical action like killing or stealing, this sort of, all bad actions came from the other side of the thoughts. So now this, from these thoughts, we create the, what you call, the tense, fear, now suppression. All these atrocities come from the other bad thoughts. So now here, since we have, both qualities in our nature of mind, so what is important is we must develop the good side and we must control the other bad side. Now here, the mission cannot control the other side, cannot develop this, better side. Or money, with money, you cannot buy the good side thought. You cannot take some sort of operation, get rid of this bad thought. Then what is the method? This method is the teaching, the various teaching. The teachings give you inspiration to develop good side, the sense of brotherhood, love, compassion. Now the teachings, through teachings, some sort of discourage to the bad thoughts. Now through this, practice, or through this way, we human being, can develop the good side and control the other side, then gradually, good side is some sort of overcome on the bad side. Right.
Surpass.
Gradually, you come to a stage where the good sides can surpass the bad thoughts.
Then we may call that human being is a good human being, better human being, real human being. You see, we human being, whether you call soul or other word, there are some distinctive mental potentials, good potential, which animals not much, which animals not have, cannot or not, have not. So, we human mind, or in heart, there are some, good thing. Now that we must develop. Then through that, we can achieve real peace. In individually, real inner peace we can achieve. And lasting peace. Through anger, you cannot feel calm. If you experience strong anger, strong hatred, even you could not sleep well, you could not eat well. Despite many difficulties, tolerance, love, compassion, then you yourself feel okay. Though there is some tremendous problem, but in your mind, still you calm, still, peace. Then, for the temporary, in deep down, you always, very stable, calm, peace. And not only that benefit, but also, through calm, in depth, you are still stable. From that, you can judge in better way, in right way. Through emotional feeling, through anger, through strong attachment, it is rather difficult to judge which is right or which is wrong. So without this emotional, strong emotional feeling in peace and calm, then you can judge better. So because you judge correctly, so and the problem handle right way. So you see, the inner peace is something very important. Through that, through compassion, through love, you can achieve real peace. Through anger, through hatred, you cannot achieve inner peace. Now, without inner peace, very difficult to express, to to achieve, like world peace or family peace. Even in a family, some of your family member, very irritated person, right? Very irritated, very anger, always remain very angry, then in that family, there is some smell of, some feeling of, you see, tense atmosphere is always there. Why? Not something wrong with house, not something wrong with food, not with something wrong with any other, but except the anger. So, you see, the control of the bad side and try to develop the good side is one of the most essential things. Now all religion, all world major religion, emphasis, you see, now for example, Christian, they very much emphasis on the brotherhood, love for human fellow. Many Christians, sacrifice their own life for the benefit of others in very difficult circumstances. They serve with good motive, with sense of love. So you see, why? Because of the teaching, they realize the importance of service of mankind. As well as in Buddhists, also you see, they very much emphasis on the practice of compassion. The basic teaching of Buddhism is the compassion, practice of compassion, practice of altruism. You see, your position is important, but after all, you are one single man. The other beings are limitless, infinite. In both cases, have right to achieve happiness, and both cases have the right to get rid of suffering. Now, under that, you see, same condition. The one I is just a single. The other limitless. So majority. Now the single one person, so sacrifice for benefit of other is absolutely right, worthwhile. In order to achieve one single person's happiness, forget other, you see, limitless others' happiness and suffering, then that's wrong attitude. So you see, very important to feel the others' welfare. Sharing other people's suffering, concern other people's, you see, welfare. From your side, as much as you can, help other, serve for other. That is the real action of love. Religion, action of dharma, the Sanskrit word dharma. So here, you see, the every religion emphasis on the compassion and love. In the philosophical field, there are differences. That's all right. Philosophical things are not the end or not the result, not the aim. The aim is to help other, the benefit for other. That is the real aim or the kasure, goal. Now the philosophical things are supporting that idea, proof that idea is something right. So you see, each philosophical things supporting that idea. So now if you go in differences about the philosophical thing and argue each other, criticize each other, useless, no meaning, endless argument will go. As a result, maybe irritate each other, nothing useful. So you see, if you look there, what is the purpose of that philosophy? Then all are same. There's no point to argue. Someone believes certain thing, someone believes certain thing. The both cases, main purpose is love, compassion. respect some other forces. Not generally speaking, now the any religion, they basically believe the material progress alone is not sufficient for mankind. Beyond the material progress, still there is certain forces or certain thing that related with human life. So unless you deal other side also, the material progress itself not sufficient. That attitude I'm always saying. So this is my feeling. And now you see here the some sort of what you call the now this period, this time, it is very important and worthwhile to make common effort to serve man, humankind, human society, humankind. In the past, lack of understand each other, and also some other factor, and narrow-minded, I think due to this sort of, you see, reasons, sometimes, you see, between different religious groups, there are some, you see, not nice feeling each other. Right. That must be past. That should not come again. If you look the deeper meaning, the real value of religion, each religion, and understand of the worldwide, you see, situation, then you see we can easily forget these unfortunate thing. There are many points, many common ground, which we harmony exist side by side, helping each other, respect each other, understand each other. You see, through common effort to serve humankind, the aim is the human society must be better human being, better humankind. The more you see compassionate sort of you see society. The other politicians, other you see world leaders, trying their best, like you see armed controls or the disarm this sort of thing, which is very useful. At the same time, we you see like ourselves, who believe certain thing. Now our duty or responsibility is controlling our own, you see, controlling our own bad thought. In other words, that is the real disarmament. You see, our own disarmament, our own the arms control. So you see, with this, you see, with inner peace, with the full control of bad thought, the outside control automatically come. Without this control, this way or that way, there's some problem arise. You see? So, therefore, at present circumstances, religious community, generally all people have responsibility to hold mankind. I usually call the universal responsibility. That sort of feeling is absolutely necessary now these days. World situation is such, you see, continent to continent, heavily dependent on each other. Under such circumstances, real, genuine cooperation is very essential. For that, good motivation must be there. That, nothing else, but only the universal responsibility. That's my feeling. Now last thing, I'm very particularly happy. Any under the issue language in Nalolia. Issue Lapta, Tenishita, Nalolia, to Shashmurisha Kaucho.
I'm particularly happy to be able to participate in this Christian college.
So, last thing, thank you for you and for everybody. Thank you.
Avinu Sheba Shamayim, Heavenly Father, bestow your blessing upon His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, and bless us all with the light of your presence, for through this light you have given us life-giving faith, love, tenderness, justice, mercy, and peace. May it please you to bless your people everywhere in the world, to bless them at all times with your gift of freedom and peace. May the Lord bless you and guard you. May His countenance shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and grant you blessings and peace. Amen.